Parker.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of America's Automobile Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, one of my favorite folks in the entire automotive world is going to be sliding up to the microphone to spend the entire hour with us. She's a fascinating lady with a great new website and always a joy to have on air. Jean Jennings will be our very special guest in this hour of the broadcast. In hour number two, we're going to be joined by John Davis, who's the host of the TV show Motor Week. Recently, they did their annual Driver's Choice Awards, and we're going to talk to John about those awards and also talk to John about some of the other things going on in the automotive world. Coming up in hour number three, I'm still chock full of cool interviews I did at the recently held Chicago as well as North American International Auto Show in Detroit, so we're going to play some more of those interviews with all the big guys, the car company presidents, the designers, and all the movers and shakers. That's all coming up on this edition of Auto World. Anytime throughout the hour, you can call in if you have a question for our guests, or you can email me up. It's very simple. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. One more time, it's B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. And our toll-free line from anywhere across North America, we can dial you up. You can dial it up anywhere from just about any neck of the woods in North America. My computer just messed up on me and screwed me up. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. What did we do before computers? That is the question. Well, our special guest in this hour of the program, like I say, is one of my favorite people in the automotive world. She is the president and editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine, as well as a really cool new website, which is called Jean Knows Cars. Here she is, the legendary Jean Jennings. Jean, thanks so much for joining me here on the show.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Boy, technology, it's amazing. I mean, when you and I started doing this business of automotive journalism, all these things that we take for granted now, computers and all kinds of electronic programs in vehicles and electric vehicles and hybrids, they weren't out there. Things were a lot simpler back in the 70s.
Well, I don't go back as far as you do, Bob. The 70s. I don't know what you're talking about. I was barely alive. I was actually driving a cab in the 70s. How about that? But I started in 1980 at Car and Driver, and I wrote all my stories with a number two Dixon pencil on a yellow pad. I didn't use it. I used a typewriter too. It was like a term paper to me, you know. So you used the typewriter for the completed project that you turned in. And when we started Automobile Magazine in 1985, actually, we started in 85 and the first issue came out in April of 86. We threw away everything and went immediately from a pencil to a computer. But back then, computers were like, I remember the computer I took home was the size and weight of a sewing machine.
It's so true.
It's huge. Right. Like, and now I have I carry an iPhone, an iPad, and a MacBook Pro with me on the road wherever I go.
Amazing how things have come along. Let's talk a little bit about your background because it is such a fascinating story. Your dad was an automotive journalist, and you, like myself, went to Catholic school, and then you skipped a number of grades, unlike myself, and ended up at the University of Michigan at the tender age of 16.
Yeah, they waited. They made me wait till I turned 16 before they'd let me go. I was actually done when I was 15 because of all the religion classes I took, which did not prepare me for Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1971, I promise you. So I was a distinct failure at college. I majored in the rich tapestry of life and announced to my dad that I didn't know to need to go to college to learn how to be a writer. I was going to drive a cab and see the world. And he said, why do you want to do that? And I said, I want to see the world. And he said, no, you don't, young lady. You know, many years later, when I was lying in bed at night, unable to sleep because of, you know, whatever craziness was going on around me, I thought to myself, he was kind of right. I didn't want to see the world. Oh, yeah, that's horror. But, you know, many, many years later, As you said, I went from there. I did drive that cab. I ended up owning the cab, teaching myself how to work on it, became president of the cab board, and then kind of stepped out of the cab and right into a job at the Chrysler Test Track testing cars, and then went from there to working as a mechanic in the impact lab, where I like to say I never fixed anything. I just broke stuff. So, you know, running cars into the walls was, I have to say, one of the highlights of my whole life was smashing cars into walls.
Lots of fun. You had fun as a cab driver, too. Tell our listeners all across North America about deciding to do a brake job right there in the middle of the street.
Wow, you know, like all this stuff. You didn't even pre-interview me or anything. Yeah, I just couldn't afford to keep getting a brake job, which that cab needed every single month. Because back then I had a Plymouth Fury with a 318 V8, and you did as much backing up almost as going forward, you know, in and out of driveways. Mm-hmm. And they had self-adjusting brakes, and every time you'd back up, it would adjust itself a little bit. But we backed up so much as a cab, you know, as cab drivers, that it tightened and tightened until it was burning off brakes pretty badly. So the local auto parts guys at Loveland Auto Supply, I have to give them a plug, mm-hmm. even though they're no longer around, they were the best. Ann Arbor Auto Parts Place. They gave me birthday discounts. They gave me you're a goofball discount. They let me work on my car outside their front door. And I would come in and describe the problem. They'd fish a part off the shelf. I would put it on. It wouldn't work. I'd take it off, take it back in. They'd put it back on a shelf and say, oh, try this. So these guys explained to me how to do a brake job. They said, you're going to take the self-adjuster off and put in a star and wheel. You adjust it with a screwdriver whenever you give it a tune-up. So I did. I did it. I put the car up on blocks in front of my house, uh-huh. and it took me all day long. Every part I took off, I drew a picture of in my notebook, so I would put them all back together the same way I took them off. And it was the best brake job that car ever had, I have to say.
What a great story.
With great pride. But I will tell you about the alternator that I completely decided to be very bravely replaced and took apart too much. And when I put it all back together, I blew it up.
Ooh.
Terrible meltdown. But
I remember you telling me about your years at Chrysler, since you were one of the few women working there at the time, that everything that you wrote down as far as your notes were concerned were immediately tossed into the wastebasket.
I believe that. Because, you know, back then, the only women who worked there were secretaries or they were in food service. Mm-hmm. And I'm not exaggerating. That's absolutely the truth. And I went there in 77. And they were forced by the government to hire women. It was an equal employment opportunity move. And so they created a special department that they hired women into. There was no advancement. There were no raises or advancement. And you would drive brand new Omnis and Horizons around and just put miles on. I think it was just, you know, the testing where you need a lot of miles and, you know.
Hold that thought, Gene. We'll come back with lots more. This is Auto World.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-987-2192 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschammel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these Fuel Savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel Savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard Thank you so much for joining us. We're live all across North America on great radio stations, plus online at GCNLive.com. The legendary Gene Jennings is with us, president and editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine, as well as Gene Knows Cars. We're going to tell you all about that great new website upcoming, but we're just kind of talking a little bit about Gene's very interesting background. And Gene, let's go back to those days when you were testing those Dodge Omnis, and you were telling us before that hard network break a little bit about that time.
Well, yeah, those were good days. All I did was go around out in the country and drive around all night listening to the Tiger games and racking up miles on an Omni, you know. What's not to like about that? Any job can be boring after a while, but yeah, that wasn't too bad.
And of course,
but I did say, like, I think that they just created this job classification to appease the government, and I was mm-hmm. pretty sure, you know, at the end of the day, you'd write down, you know, starter overruns and seatbelt chafes your neck. And, you know, 5 years later, the starter still overran and the seatbelt still chafed your neck. So I like to say, I'm pretty sure they threw those reports away. But I moved on.
Tell us a little bit about the welding position and how that occurred.
Yeah, it's funny. It was a crash. It just reminded me how that occurred. I like that. I knew there was no room for advancement. I wasn't going to get anywhere just driving those cars around. And so there was an opening in the impact lab, and the guys on second shift in the garage badmouthed the impact lab, and I thought, boy, you know, who wouldn't want to crash cars in the walls? So I figured I would just apply for the job. So I lied and said I could weld. And something I would advise people to do. But I actually turned out to be a really good natural welder. My theory is lie to get the job and don't lie to the people you work with. So anyway, that's what I did. As a welder, I wasn't a welder every day. I had to prepare cars for crash. First, I worked in a dummy room where I worked in a room full of naked plastic people hanging from hooks in their head.
Wow.
And it smelled really bad in there. That rubber was really nasty.
Uh-huh.
And I had to adjust their bodies. I had to adjust their hands and their joints to a very specific tension, so that they would be kind of like real, they would give real reactions in a crash. And they all wore underwear and shoes. Yeah, they're all hanging from hooks in their head wearing underwear and shoes, and men and women. And the foreman came in and I said, why are they all wearing underwear and shoes? And he said, because they're supposed to look natural like normal people. And I said, who do you know drives around their underwear and their shoes? That's just weird. So after a while there, I got to move on and prepare the cars. And to do that, you had to be able to weld. And it was a stick welder, so an arc weld. It wasn't Heliarc. It was an actual stick that you would strike a spark and fire up. And I was very, very good at that. I loved that. I loved doing that. My guess is that women are probably better than men because it's a multiple axis movement, up and down, and moving the stick in as you move from left to right. So it's three movements in one. It's kind of like sewing. So very precise, and I really enjoyed doing that. I had a lot of pride in the things I did there, and I learned how to do a lot of things, how to use all the big dangerous tools that I should not be allowed around. And you know, I actually won some. The only trouble I ever got in, and I'm talking about big belt sanders, welders, giant bandsaws. I'm cutting giant pieces of metal and welding them together. It was terrifying. I'm using drill presses, and the only thing that caught me out finally was a simple hand drill.
Mm.
And I had long hair and a comb in my hair, and I was trying to drill a hole in a bumper, which are very, very hard.
Yeah.
Break time. The guys were trying to help me, and I said, I don't need your help. I don't need your help. And they said, yeah, well, do it yourself then. And they all stormed off to their breaks. And I was all alone. And I leaned forward as I was trying to drill this hole. And my hair got caught in the drill. And, I mean, it happened as fast can be. If I hadn't had the comb holding my hair back, it would have scalped about a 5-inch patch off my head. Mm-hmm. So all the hair went into the drill motor itself. And it's kind of like being in a crash. If you've ever been a crash, if you've ever been in a crash, you know how quiet it gets when the crash is over?
Yes.
It was like that. Suddenly I had a drill motor attached to my head. And I can't. And it was real quiet. I turned. The first thing I did was look to see if any guys were at the shop and saw me. I was the only girl there. And no guys, so I was totally relieved. And I pulled the drill motor. The hair would not come out. I tried putting it on reverse. It got wound up tighter.
Oh.
It was firmly attached to the side of my skull, literally slammed to my head. And I had to unplug it and walk into the break room with the cord dangling down my side, the drill motor attached to my skull, and say, I need a little help. And I have to tell you, that is what finally endeared me there.
Oh, that is a great story.
Yeah.
Another great story goes back to the early days at Car and Driver and your first meeting with the legendary David E. Davis Jr. And I remember you telling me that you had a little bit of a conflict as to what to wear to this particular job interview, and I found your solution to be quite unique.
Well, yeah, that was special. That was really special. First of all, my brother Paul was the managing editor of Auto Week at the time, and my dad was the editor of Automotive News. My dad wouldn't have even dreamed of trying to help me get a job because of nepotism. My brother, on the other hand, was more than happy to call this editor of Car and Driver, who had been searching for an editor, an associate editor to work there. And everybody in my family was pretty sure I was not who he had in mind. But he just thought it was hilarious that there would be a third Leinart who could possibly write about cars, and invited me in for an interview. And now I had been wearing the same basic outfit as a cab driver and as a mechanic, which was overalls, work boots, and a ski hat. So I had no dress. So I thought I should get a dress. So I bought some India import kind of hippie dress and put it on and got in my big pickup truck and I had recurved the distributor very badly, I must say, and it was backfiring, but I had cherry bomb headers. It was incredibly loud and backfiring, and got in my truck and left the farm to go to Ann Arbor. And after a mile, I felt so weird in this dress. I went back and put on overalls and went to the interview wearing overalls under the dress.
Perfect. Gene Jennings is with us. It doesn't get any better than this. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. Just call 1-800-291-3383. 1-800-291-3383. 1-800-291-3383.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a
year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today. We have a very special guest in this hour, one of my favorite people in the entire automotive world. She is the president and editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine. Recently launched a wonderful new website, Jean Knows Cars. We're going to tell you all about that upcoming. She is the legendary Jean Jennings. You've seen her on Oprah. You've seen her on Good Morning America, and you've seen her on the Today Show. You've seen her all over the place, and she is just a pleasure to have on air here because we always have lots of fun. Jean, let's talk a little bit more about the early days of your career. Here, that little bumper with the Corvette. Reference the little red Corvette. Of course, the star of this year's Detroit Auto Show was the 2014 Corvette C7 in Geneva. Upcoming, they're going to take the wraps off the C7 Corvette convertible. But Geneva brings up something from your past. I understand that was the first auto show that you attended.
The first, actually, it was the first European auto show I attended.
Yeah.
And actually it was my very first trip to Europe. And I'll never forget it because the dogs were dressed better than I was when I went there. The children were certainly dressed better than I was. And I walked in there. I was supposed to cover all the new cars at Geneva. And within 30 minutes, I was pretty much in tears because I realized that I not only did not know what the new cars were, I didn't know what any of the cars were because I had not seen any of them in my life. I pretty much was a Dodge Chrysler kind of girl. So it's been a long, long way from that that sad little moment.
I remember
I was there 10 days, and I think I gained a pound every day I was there because they had multiple courses. I'd never eaten like that. I thought, oh, well, this is dinner, and this must be dinner, and the pasta course, the fish course, the this, but it certainly must be dinner. So, of course, I've been all over the world since then.
Of course. And are you headed off to Geneva this year, or are you going to sit it out?
I'm not headed off to Geneva. I'm going to Amelia Island. I'm a judge at the car show down there. And I just have a little bit too much to do for the website to be heading off to Geneva. But before I leave the subject of Geneva, do you realize I was married in Geneva?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's my wedding anniversary. Is it the third today? It's my wedding anniversary today.
Well, happy anniversary,
Jean. I'm the one who forgets the anniversary. Thank you. I'm the one who forgets the anniversary.
That's supposed to be a guy thing there.
Well, you know, I am an alternative human.
Oh, that's great. So you got married in Geneva. How many years ago?
It was 16 years ago.
Wow.
16 years ago. It was 97. Yeah, great. It was a great party, and I'm absolutely in love with my husband. You can see him. He's on Gene Knows Cars. The star of the Gene's Driveway video about the Volkswagen turbo diesel, the Jetta turbo diesel sport wagon. I can't even speak today. Sorry.
That's okay. We all have those moments, even professional radio talk people. So there's
Mr. Radio too. You have like the most incredible radio voice of anyone. You're the bomb.
Thank you, my friend. Let's talk about the website Gene Knows Cars. I love the tagline: more car love, less car hassle. Tell us a little bit about your vision for this site. I know you reserved the domain a number of years back, and this year the folks at Source Interlink decided to get behind you and put this up, and it's been a huge success so far. Tell our listeners all about your goals for the site and your original vision for the site.
Well, first of all, I'd like to give credit for the name of the site to Luann Mendel. Luann Mendel is the wife of John Mendel, who's the head of Honda here. He's the executive vice president of Honda, American Honda Motors. And she and I are great friends. And we were just carrying on one night, as girls do, and laughing and going on and on. And I said, yeah, someday I'll start a site. I'll have a website. We start like, what should we call it? And she said, Gene Knows Cars. We both started laughing, and I registered it the next day. I just registered it.
Yep.
And that was probably 7 or 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I start using it as my Twitter handle for fun, just mm-hmm. to use it. You know, I didn't want to just have it, not use it. And then a couple of years ago, the chairman of the company said to me at dinner, you know, my wife says we don't have anything for women. Do you know any women who write about cars? I told you I was an alternative human because I didn't even laugh. You laughed. You heard that right away. I didn't even notice it because it sort of missed me. Instead, I thought about it. I went, you know, I do. Let me give it some thought. And as soon as I gave it some thought, I realized that it had to be me. It had to be me. So, I really enjoyed the time. I was Good Morning America's car person for like 5 years, and I really enjoyed telling normal people how mm-hmm. to be the translator for enthusiast and the enthusiast passion. And I tell people all the time, I didn't become the editor of Automobile Magazine because I write scintillating car reviews. It's really because I tell stories. I'm a storyteller, mm-hmm. and I've had great adventures, and I love designers because they're such 360-degree human beings. You know, they're not mm-hmm. they're just interested in everything, and I like to believe that the storytelling from behind the wheel of a car is what, you know, it is what David E. Davis, the founder of Automobile Magazine, You know, that's what his legacy is.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to tell stories and to have some pride in your expertise. But so that is what Automobile Magazine is. So to me, I couldn't really imagine women the idea of a website for women, even that was a little bit alien to me because, you know, I'm not exactly your, you know, role model of a woman. I am who I am, but, mm-hmm. you know, I really thought about it more as a place for people who don't know the secret car guy handshake to go. And I, you know, there are plenty of people who love cars who are terrified by dealers, who are terrified by car
so
magazines,
true.
And who are terrorized by car enthusiasts, who do have a secret vocabulary and all of that, and can be a little sniffy. So I thought, I don't really know any people like that who go to a website about cars every day. But I think that my segments on Good Morning America were always really popular and fun, and you know, and all my neighbors always asked me to tell them stories and mm-hmm. asked me about cars, and so I thought Gene Knows Cars could just come into its own. So I told my boss, Gene Knows Cars, and he said, "Boy, that's great. Where'd you get that?" He said, "That'd be a great handle." And I said, "Well, I actually have it already for when you fire me, you know, just in case." And he looked really strangely at me, and I said, "I'm totally serious, you know. So I'll let you borrow it for now."
I suspected that, to be honest with you.
He went for it. He went for it, and I decided, I was convinced, actually, by my family and my girlfriend that I was a good friend to them, and I could be a good friend on a website. So it's cars, dogs, adventure, every crazy thing. We don't take ourselves seriously, but we take our expertise very seriously.
Absolutely. More about the website straight ahead. This is Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. That's Brian Setzer. I'm Bob Long. You're listening to Auto World. I have a very special guest in this hour. She is the legendary Jean Jennings, president, editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine, and the brains behind this wonderful new website. Jean knows cars, more car love, less car hassle. And Jean, you've got some incredible videos on here, Jean's driveway, and You Ought to Know. And I mentioned to you, in between the commercials there, I love, like yourself, talking to designers. And you did a piece recently with Derek Jenkins, who's just a really cool guy with Mazda. But there's something about talking about, you know, talking to designers that you can really, it makes for really good radio. It makes for really good television because these guys and girls are so passionate about what they do. And, you know, they draw inspiration from sometimes some very unusual things. They always make great interviews.
Oh, you know, they're like people who understand why certain wines are really good or why we're attracted to music a certain way. These guys understand what makes a car so beautiful. And to them, it's this line and that line, and they have a very specific language. I never feel like it's any kind of conflict to have them describe their own car, because they don't say, what makes this car so fabulous? You know, mm-hmm. they're not selling it. They're seeing exactly the passion behind, you know, how it came to be and what they're trying to capture. So every now and then, I let the designer do my Jean's driveway. And as far as I'm concerned, most of the little reviews I do about cars are in my actual driveway. But my driveway is wherever I am. So if I'm testing a car in L.A., I do a Jean's driveway from there. If I happen to have Derek Jenkins down in Austin, Texas, with a Mazda 6, I'm going to have him walk around the car and explain what they did to it and why we like it. And it's very interesting. I've in Callum walking around the new F-Type in L.A. Yeah. explaining the lines. It's these two lines here, you know, and you're all of a sudden you say, oh, yeah, I got that. So you know, it's just a lot of fun. I get to have my designer friends on there. I get to walk around. And I like to, I have kind of a wild life. I go to auto shows. I go to Car Concours d'Elegance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to one, in fact, as I said, I'm not going to be in Geneva. I'm going to the Amelia Island Concours, which is so much fun. It's just cars parked on the lawn. But it's really, that one is very laid back, even though it's at the Ritz-Carlton up north of Jacksonville. They have motorcycles, they have racing cars, and they have the class I get to judge every year, which is, I call it the Wienermobile class, because we actually have like cars like that there.
Yeah.
But now, they've come up with a little funnier title, which is, what were they thinking, class? So I've been involved with the show for, I don't even know how many years it's been going on. I mean, more than 10.
Yeah.
Shirley Haywood, the old
Porsche,
probably the most famous and successful endurance racing driver in history, between his wins at the 24 Hours of Le Mans, 24 Hours of Daytona, the 12 Hours of Sebring. He and I are old friends, and we were judges together. We always judges together. And suddenly, we got, instead of doing Porsche racing cars, we suddenly had a class of the goofiest cars you ever saw. The chicken on the bus, the George Barris V8 mobile.
Yeah.
And he took one look at these cars and looked at me and he said, who did I cheese off? a word like cheese. I looked at him and I go, you are not thinking about this correctly. Look at
that,
how funny these cars are. And there are only six of them. There aren't like 15 cars that are all perfect that we have to judge. So we're going to be done really fast here, and we'll be on to the gin and tonics right away, pal. Come on. Get out of it.
Yeah, Bill Warner does such a great job with that show. They've been doing it 18 years, Gene. I can't believe it.
18? Holy crap. I'm older than I thought. You know, so I'm taking a videographer down there, Bob, because, you know, I just find that I want people to kind of see what life is like when you don't, this is not an enthusiast website. It's an enthusiastic website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we approach everything we do with such great joy and gratitude for our lot in life. I'm so blessed. I have so many great friends. I have such a great time. We just walk around with a video camera. Or sometimes I use a flip camera. That's when you see, like, shots mixed in of me talking to myself and shots of my feet walking. But, you know, we'll edit anything and put it up on that website. If I'm laughing, it's going up. But we're going to walk around and show people what it's really like for me to be there and what it's like for a normal person even to be there. So we've done Paris show, LA show, Detroit show. We've done the specialty equipment show in Vegas.
Mm.
We've done, now we're going to do this concourse. So, you know, I can't wait. It's just so much fun. I think people are going to love it. Love seeing it on the website.
It's going to be very interesting to see those cars. I know one of the vehicles that's going to be in your class is this Spawn bodied, I believe it was a BMW, but very bizarre vehicle. Wayne Carini.
Are you talking about the Fascination?
Yeah, isn't that strange?
That car, so there were a couple of those cars actually made. I've seen both of them before. It is so odd. I was showing someone a picture of it. They said, it looks kind of like, and I said, it doesn't look like kind of anything. What are you talking about? It looks like nothing you ever saw before. Look at it. It's all glass. And they went, oh, my God, that's the front of the car. Yeah, that's all I have to say. You'll
I know.
See the pictures. It's and crazy.
Wayne Carini, who has that show, Chasing Classic Cars, he loves those cars. So that shows you that his head isn't completely screwed on straight either. So
exactly. What do you mean either?
No.
You mean either? I love those cars. So, you know, I mean, I just like the kind of wackiness of life. You know, this is a great opportunity to kind of, I wouldn't have this much fun if I was working for, say, a fashion magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Or this way I have adventures, travel, personalities with all these crazy designers and, you know, it's just, it's wonderful. It's art. It's motion. It's everything. It's a wonderful job. I've been absolutely blessed. I'm knowing people like you. I mean, from radio guys to designers to race car drivers to normal people who just love cars. Love it. What's not to love, eh?
Absolutely. More car love, less car hassle. And don't forget, you can actually shop for cars right on this site as well. And that's a great tool that you've got up there. And you've also got a special section that I enjoy, which is called Car Confessions, a pretty place for ugly secrets. And I get a kick out of that.
Oh, yeah. Post your ugly secrets anonymously, and we can all look at them and judge you. We're going to have a big website redesign in the next few months. We're going to really add a bunch more stuff. We're going to gather up all the stuff about kids and teens and women in a section called 0 to 18, and probably bring up the dog stuff, all the dogs in the More About Jane section. We'll probably move that a little more front and center. That's right now it's an Easter egg. You have to hunt to find more about Jane, but it's worth it just to meet the dogs.
Absolutely. What is the total of dogs right now in the Jennings household?
The Jennings family has four dogs. We have three Chesapeake Bay Retrievers, and we have Ray the Stray, a hound dog that my husband picked up in a ditch in Mississippi. And I will tell you that poor little bag of bones on his deathbed, it is amazing what $300 will do at a vet to clean up a little dog.
Oh, what a great story.
He was like the cowardly lion at the end of the assembly line at Oz when he came out of that bed, I'll tell you. He smelled good, he looked good, and instead of being a little tiny bag of bones, he's a sleek 62-pound happy dog of unbridled joy.
Well, it's unbridled joy. Unbridled joy is the word. Every time we have you here on the broadcast, we'll get with you and have you on as a regular. Everybody check out Gene Knows Cars, more car love, less car hassle. There she is, the legendary Gene Jennings. Have a wonderful time at Amelia, and I'll talk with you soon, Gene. Thanks.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.